Jeff Hamilton from the Winnipeg Free Press now joining us here on the Playbook Sportsnet 650. Good morning, Jeff. Thank you so much for joining us here today.
Good morning, gentlemen. Glad to be on. How's it going?
Yeah, we're doing good here in Vancouver. Sun is shining, and I'm sure for Connor Hellebuck, no matter what, rain or shine, the guy's feeling like $1 million because he's just now signing a contract that'll make him 37 of those millions. So let's get right into that. Connor Hellebuck here. This might be one of the best goaltender bargain contracts that we've seen being signed in quite a while.
Really? Is that yeah, that's definitely one take. I certainly share that sentiment to a certain degree. I mean, obviously, coming off a year that Connor Hellebuck had, .924 save percentage, 44 wins, 6 shutouts, just set, franchise highs, it seemed like, every week. Also, obviously, one of the best players on this team. I mean, throughout, as good as the Winnipeg Jets were, their best player for a big chunk of the season was Connor Hellebuck, and a mass improvement of what we've seen from him the years before. Vezina finalist, I mean, I can go on and on about this guy's season, but the reality is it's one season. So, I mean, I think a lot of people projected, as low as 6, perhaps as high as 8 per season. I think other people suggested the 8-year term. I think it's right a happy medium for Winnipeg, but certainly a gamble, in my opinion. I mean, you are banking on one great season. As we've seen from goalies, production dips. It's, if you're looking for a better season out of him, I don't know if you can ask for that. But that being said, clearly a position, an important position for any team. You lock this guy up, you take care of one of the big pieces of the offseason, and now you know and you can feel good, at least at this moment, that you got a guy who's reliable locked in for that long.
And it seems to fit pretty well into their salary structure in terms of where they've paid their other young players and some of the contracts they might have coming up here, whether they've got to get Trouba or Morrissey done this year. They've got a cap space to do that. Obviously, the Line A deal looms large next year. When you look at Hellebuck and this past season, what changed for him, do you think, to allow him to make that jump to the point where he's earned this 6-year contract from the Jets?
Yeah, I mean, it's been well documented over the past year because everyone's trying to figure out that answer. I mean, this is a guy who obviously popped off the page. He was pretty decent 2 years ago in the wins category, but certainly had kind of pedestrian numbers when it came to goals against average and, save percentage. But it was his offseason. And he worked, he got a whole new, he didn't get a new crew, but he changed kind of the way he worked out. He did a lot of core stuff, a lot of, elastic bands, a lot of ball movement and stuff like that, and it really for him just kind of set a new standard for him in the off season. And I don't think he would have projected the kind of success that he's had, but as much as he did in the off season, it's also what he got with the Jets. I mean, you kind of came in at that perfect time where players were maturing, the defense structure was there, it just needed to get better as guys got older. That year where he had 2 years ago where he had an okay season, kind of had an okay season with the rest of the team as they were all given a lot more responsibility, a lot more time. Guys like Nikolaj Ehlers, guys like Andrew Kopp, even in the lower end. These guys all got opportunities as a young team, and we saw the results of a young team. And now that they've blossomed into this, this fast, aggressive, physical organization, he kind of has developed along with the rest of those guys. So I think he's just a byproduct of the surroundings around him, but obviously a lot of the work they did in the offseason. And not trying to understate that whatsoever, but changing that routine, getting a little bit lighter, but building on muscle, those were all big, big things for him and certainly paid off, not just on the ice, but in this new contract.
Jeff Hamilton of the Winnipeg Free Press with us here on the Playbook on Sportsnet 650 in Vancouver. He's a big part of a young core with that team you talk about, and guys they've got signed long term here now in Mark Scheifele and Nikolaj Ehlers, and he gets the 6-year deal now as well. Jacob Trouba and Josh Morrissey both need contracts this summer, restricted free agents, both of them, and guys that have really developed into very big pieces on that blue line for the Jets. For each of those two guys, how do you see the contract structure comparing maybe to the term that Hellebuck was given here?
Yeah, I think it's going to be two guys that are very important pieces to that defensive group, Josh Morrissey and Jacob Trouba. I think they're going to have two very different experiences here. Clearly, Jacob Trouba was able to file for arbitration. They're going to go through that process. Obviously, a deal can get done before then. Josh Morrissey isn't going to be afforded that. What I think is going to happen is you're probably going to see Josh Morrissey comes across as kind of like the nice guy. So he almost seems like he's going to be the guy who signs that bridge deal, maybe $4 million, $4 million, no higher than $5 million range for two seasons, just to kind of, you know, sell them on the fact that, look, we got a lot of contracts coming up. We're pretty tight for money. You're a big part of our future, and it would benefit him. I mean, if he continues the path that he's on, he had some great numbers as far as ice time and you know, just value to the team, but he doesn't have a ton of points. So, you know, in that situation, maybe you aren't earning or you aren't earning as much as you'd like. So spend those 2 years, get more opportunity on the power play, kind of set yourself up for that big long-term contract, which I know the Jets are going to want to have with him. Jacob Trouba, he's obviously filed for arbitration. To me, I think it's one of those situations where you want to get a deal done. I truly think those feelings that existed 2 years ago when Jacob Trouba was kind of forced into that bridge deal, making $3 million a season when he held out for the first 13 games of the year, those feelings I think have subsided to a certain degree. I still think that Jacob Trouba wants that big ticket money. 2 years ago, he wanted as high as $8 million. Mm. He's gotten better since then. So I don't know if he's going to be asking for less money. That to me is a little bit of a murkier situation. I think the Jets want to have him long-term, but they most likely want to have him long-term, mid-fives, kind of maybe mid-six if they have to. But, you know, as you mentioned, Brandon, before, is that you have that standard set by guys like Mark Scheifele, Nikolaj Ehlers, guys who have contributed just as much as Jacob Trouba, you know, over their time here. And you kind of have that $7 million range where you're going to have to pay a guy a bit more. But again, Jacob Trouba, like Josh Morrissey, has 3 goals last year and with mid-20 points. He's going to go to arbitration. If they do get to arbitration, it's not like he's going to get that big money ticket that he's looking for. That might get him a ticket out of town, depending on, you know, where the contract lands and where he becomes a free agent. But very, very, still very much to figure out with Jacob Trouba. I do think the Morrissey deal gets done relatively with ease. It'll just be interesting. I think everybody is kind of waiting and wondering what exactly that's going to play out with Jacob Trouba.
Both of these defenders still so young in their careers, Trouba 23, Morrissey 22, some bright futures ahead there. But if we're talking about long-term contracts and what that could mean and the long-term implications of the salary cap, Dustin Byfuglien, 33 years old, $7.6 million. Look, he was a force, as always, in the playoffs especially. We all remember him manhandling two guys at a time, doing it on multiple occasions too. But at what point do you think Dustin Byfuglien becomes just too much for the production and the age? He'll be 36 by the time this contract runs out. Do you see him finishing that entire contract with the Jets? Or do you believe that maybe there's a trade potential here at some point down the road?
It's an interesting thought. Personally, I think he's here to stay. You know, he did have a monster season last year, definitely a rebound from the year before after signing that big extension. And, you know, made a lot of people believers. I'll tell you something about Dustin Byfuglien that is unlike any player on the Winnipeg Jets. None of the fan base gets as excited for a certain player. And I'm not even talking about when he's grabbing two guys by the collar, because that's clearly going to ramp up the crowd. Mm-hmm. Just rushing the ice. They know this organization knows the impact that Dustin Byfuglien has on the fan base. I know you can't make decisions based on that per se, but he does have that value there. He also has a value on the team where he kind of protects all those young guys. You know, if you lose Dustin Byfuglien, yes, you're shedding, you know, perhaps an older player's contract, certainly a substantial contract, the highest paid player at this moment. We'll see what happens with Patrick Laine, of course. But, you know, that would be clearing the books. I just don't think you're going to get much out of it in return. I mean, you look at this season, I called it last year, a two-year window for the Winnipeg Jets, not to just compete, but to potentially win the Stanley Cup. Mm. And he's a big piece of that. So I think you have to hold on to him for next year at least. And then you can start thinking about it, because you want to have term in the contract if you're going to trade him. But this guy has just become so valuable to not just the outside of the arena, but certainly the logistics inside. He is the leader of that room, in a sense of he takes command of it. People respect him a ton, and it will just wonder what it would take for someone to take him off the Jets' hands. And it'll be interesting to see if that does happen.
Well, you mentioned the Jets play that physical game. No player does more so than Dustin Byfuglien. So you're right, a big part of that identity. We're talking with Jeff Hamilton from the Winnipeg Free Press about the Jets and their recent extension to Connor Hellebuyck. They did lose Paul Stastny in a sense, where he signs a 3-year contract with the Vegas Golden Knights. Obviously, I think we can agree that was the kind of money that Winnipeg had no interest in paying for a guy like Paul Stastny. But what happens next? Is it just going to be an internal promotion where a guy like Matthew Perreault again plays in a bigger role? Or do they try and find some sort of replacement, whether it's via trade or trying to dip into a pretty thin center market, at least in free agency?
Yeah, I think you just nailed on the head right there. It's a thin market. I really do think the Jets brass are just so consumed right now with managing their own assets. I don't think they have you know, and centermen that do hit the market ask for, you know, above dollar value. The position, you know, it's no secret. It's an important one. I know the Jets certainly weren't going to pay what Vegas paid, but they were willing to come close. And the reality is, you know, Patrick Laine needs a centerman. You know, Blake Wheeler and Mark Scheifele are kind of two peas in a pod. A lot of their success has been together. I don't think you can put a guy like Brian Little in between, you know, two players like Nikolaj Ehlers and Patrick Laine. We saw that for spurts last year, and it just wasn't what many people imagined or at least hoped for. The reality is they're kind of stuck in that position because they've, you know, Brian Little is starting a new contract, a new 6-year contract that if that didn't exist, I think Stastny would be on this team, certainly. But I don't see Brian Little there. Perhaps a movement from Jack Roslovic. I know he's going to be wanting more action, more participation this year. Perhaps a guy like Matthew Perreault, but I know they really like him on the wing. It's just going to have to be a wait-and-see game for me. If my money right now, I mean, Blake Wheeler played center at one point, so you never know what the options are. I'm not going to say they're endless because they're not, but you certainly want to see some of those young guys fly up, and if Jack Roslovic can become that player that he was in flashes last season, certainly what he was in the AHL, if he can kind of find that chemistry between Patrick Laine and Nikolaj Ehlers, that's certainly the direction I would go.
And when you look at where this team is going in the next couple of years, Jeff, we talked about the guys that have to be extended as restricted free agents this year, but Patrick Laine is due for his payday next year. Blake Wheeler could become an unrestricted free agent. Because of the money they may have to spend there, I would imagine it doesn't make sense for them to splash cash in free agency. Do you see a move similar to the one that we saw with Stastny this past year, where if they want to bolster themselves up front and particularly down the middle, it could come in the form of a deadline day acquisition this coming season?
Absolutely. I mean, that would probably have to be their option. I think a lot of people are assuming Winnipeg will be in contention, battling for that top spot in the West by the trade deadline. And you know, if the opportunity to add, depending on what your cap space looks like, and the Jets certainly will be thin in that area heading into next season. You know, it's always important to add that guy at that deadline. If it's a key, it's a key piece at center, all the better. But you know, a lot of people didn't see the Paul Stastny signing, or sorry, the trade come at that deadline. So you know, you never really can tell with Kevin Sheveldoff. It seems like every time you doubt the guy, he just seems to come out of the woodworks with this plan that nobody seemed or nobody would have predicted. So certainly, I'm expecting more magic at the deadline because that's what you need to do. I mean, at the end of the day, you know, when you get to those positions, those handful of teams are going to go all in if they see they have the opportunity to win this year, and the Winnipeg Jets have to be part of that group.
Last one for me, Jeff. We were just talking before you came on the air about how this is really a team that has been built through the draft, and Kevin Sheveldayoff didn't necessarily make big moves in terms of free agent signings or splashing trades early on in his time with the Jets, and it really has paid off in the way he's built this team on the likes of Laine and Ehlers and Scheifele up front and some of the young defensemen we were talking about. Canuck fans are hoping that they see a similar sort of turnaround in the next number of years with some of the young prospects that they've been able to draft, like Brock Besser and Elias Pettersson, just to name a couple. But I would imagine there was a point in this stretch where fan confidence was pretty low in Kevin Sheveldayoff, and I would imagine that there's been a complete turnaround in Winnipeg as these young players have really developed into top stars in the NHL.
Certainly, and you wouldn't have to go far back to feel that angst. I mean, when Kevin Sheveldayoff and Paul Maurice got contract extensions this at the beginning of this year, when it was announced, a term, didn't announce dollar, obviously, but all that really seemed to come out of that was this angst that, you know, I can't believe we're redoing this, or we're bringing in the same people. But you know, at the end of the day, they've had this vision for a long time, and you know, if you can hit home runs on most of your first round picks, regardless of where you pick, it's not like besides Patrick Laine, it wasn't like the Jets were picking in the top five players and we're getting, you know, a guy for sure in all those capacities. Clearly Patrick Laine has offered a completely new dynamic to this organization, but it really does come down to surrounding yourself with good scouts. I mean, Kevin Sheveldayoff is the final decision maker when it comes to those picks, but he puts a lot of trust in the group around him. They've just been able to unearth gems, and at the same time, they have a number of guys in the farm system that are waiting for their chance. Jack Roslovic, Mason Appleton was Rookie of the Year last year in the AHL. Sammy Niku was Defensive defensemen of the year in the AHL. These guys are now in the waiting. So I think you're going to see some interesting moves with the Winnipeg Jets, particularly not this season, but definitely after next season, whether or not they have the room to pay a guy like, Blake Wheeler, who I know they'd want to have back, but, you know, with his age, he'd be 33 by the time he signed a new deal. And this really is the opportunity for Blake Wheeler to sign that, you know, that big deal, that $9 million deal, because he's going to be wanting that and someone's going to pay him. But yeah, I mean, this team has been built on prospects, and it's about restocking those cupboards with every draft. They've had to give away a couple first round picks here and there, but they've been able to pluck guys out of the fourth round, fifth round, that have been contributors. So certainly in a good spot. And I would love to say, you know, teams could take a lesson from the Winnipeg Jets, but at the same time, I do think there's a lot of luck involved too. And things got to go your way. There's a lot of tough years for Winnipeg before they actually got what we saw last season.
Fun times in Winnipeg, and I don't think there's any better news coming out of the Jets lately than the fact that Patrick Laine won't be bringing back that terrible beard ever again for next season. So we're all winners in that sense. Jeff Hamilton, Winnipeg totally. Free Press, appreciate you giving us some time here this morning on the Playbook on Sportsnet 650.
Always a pleasure, guys. Have a great weekend.
Yep, thanks, Jeff.
Thank you, Jeff. And 31 degrees over in Winnipeg this afternoon. So a beautiful sunny day. Connor Hellebuck signing that 6 years, $37 million contract extension.
Sportsnet 650.